The murderer of Sir David Ames is a British citizen of Somali descent who radicalized online, influenced by an individual who has been in many, many, many cases key to radicalization of individuals in the UK, Anjam Chowdhury, who spent even some time in prison. He went and killed Sir David Ames really as an opportunistic target. So it is, again, unfortunately, a very sad example how dangerous a self-radicalized individual can be in Europe or in the United States.
We've heard the name Anjam Chowdhury, and we've heard about his exploits for more than almost two decades or more. What does he have to say about any of this?
Well, Anjam Chowdhury, just to give a little background on who this individual is, never, ever perpetrated violence himself, ever. There's no confirmed case of this. But what he does is, in a very sophisticated way, radicalizes individuals. Individuals that went to join Al-Qaeda pre-2001 in Afghanistan, individuals that subsequently, a large part of the individuals from Great Britain that subsequently joined the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant after 2014. So he's been at the forefront of a pipeline of radicalization in the UK. And unfortunately, the UK government, as any government in a democratic society with a high value for freedom of speech, would have had great difficulties to stop this man from doing what he's doing. He's been in prison for a couple of years because after a long analysis, they were able to prosecute some of his statements as, inciting violence. But he's again in freedom. He's obviously not allowed to do YouTube videos, but the problem with internet is once you've done a video, even if it's 5 or 10 years ago, it will stay online. So that's why my organization, the Counter Extremism Project, has a large-scale expose on this individual, just to highlight the dangers of an uncontrolled speech in a society. This individual, as I said, never had violence or blood on his hands himself, but made sure that lots of individuals have blood on their hands after listening to him. And in this case, it seems to be, at least what we've heard so far from media reports about what the police is saying, is that this individual who killed, and I'm purposefully not naming the perpetrator here, not to glorify him, this individual consumed a lot of Chowdhury videos and self-radicalized through them, and then decided that killing an MP would be a good thing.
Now, where are we now in terms of security for people like these folks in Britain? Because this is the second time in a few years that a lawmaker has been killed by someone for reasons that, whether they're political or just flat terror, what's happening with that?
Yeah, so the other very famous case was Joe Cox, who was gunned down by a right-wing extremist just around the time of the Brexit, or shortly before the Brexit vote. Also on the way to a constituency meeting. So this really puts the British society in a predicament. You do not want to have a security barrier between the elected representatives of the people in Parliament and the people. But unfortunately, it seems that they are thinking about new security concepts. There's even tragically a new bill called the Ames Amendment in Parliament right now. It doesn't say anything about security, but to show you what the reverberation is, it's a bill that allows the police in a crime scene to let priests go through and administer last rites to individuals, because Sir David Ames was a devout Catholic. And unfortunately, because of the way that procedure works right now, the priest wouldn't be able to get to him to give him the last rites. So you can see the reverberations of one guy with a knife radicalized by one individual. And this is not the first time he's done that. He will, of course, say nothing to do with me. You know, I've never spoken or even met the guy. But in an internet age, it really is not necessary that you need to meet or speak to someone personally. You put out this dangerous material online. It is not stopped by the platforms because they say, well, if you can't put the guy in prison, obviously the speech must not be illegal, right? And then the end is a dead MP and a rethinking of how the electorate is going to meet their elected officials in the future.
Okay, does this to you seem like something American politicians need to pay attention to?
To be totally honest, just because it happened in New York, in London, doesn't mean it couldn't happen in New York or anywhere else. I mean, here too, you have these town hall meetings of your members of Congress. You do have a radicalization program problem, both on the radical right, and we've talked many times about this in the past, as well on Islamist terrorism. These town hall meetings, as far as I have seen videos from your Congress members, are the guys on the stage and the constituency sits in front of him. There is no security, just like it would be in Britain. And that's how it should be in a democracy, that the people you are working for get direct access and there is not a security cordon of policemen. So it is, of course, a risk factor. It is, of course, also very quickly, and I can promise you that it's reverberating around the terrorist sympathizers on the net to say, well, look what he achieved with one stabbing. This, look at what that result of that was. And of course, there will at least attempted copycats be.
All right. Anything you want to add that I haven't asked you that you think is important?
Yeah. I mean, look, Anjam Chowdhury's influence, if he would be forced to meet individuals in a back alley, in a proto mosque that, you know, needs to be found by the security forces first, would be much more reduced. What makes these individuals' dangerous work even more dangerous is the near uninhibited spread of this kind of information online, on major platforms, on smaller platforms. The internet industry needs to be aware that their services cause what they always say, real world harm. And I know there are very difficult free speech issues to be sorted out, but in cases like this, when you have such a long history, it is more than time that this guy gets the platform from all internet service platforms, because of course he has court orders that he cannot have access to the internet. He has already done enough damage. He doesn't need more videos. They are out there. These videos do not belong in the internet. Inciting people to join terror organizations or knife down members of parliament is not a freedom of speech question. It's a question you provide a service that causes murder, and you should take responsibility for this finally and strategically, and not just now focusing on aims and then wait for the next murder by a left-wing radical or whatever, and then focus on left-wing. Solve your terrorism, extremism plot problem on your platform. You're making billions and you're failing us over and over and over again.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project, JJ Green, WTOP News.